Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Simen Reish Chaf Hei, Dinei Birkas Shachyonu. The halachas revolving the bracha Shachyonu. Sif Aleph. Haroeh Eschavero La'achar Shloshim Yom. If you see his friend after 30 days have elapsed, Omer, he says a bracha Shachyonu. V'achar Shneim Asachoydish, if 12 months have passed, Mevarach Mechai HaMesim, he says the bracha Mechai HaMesim. But this is only if the friend is very dear to him and is very happy to see him. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Chavero Vein Chiluk Bein Ish Le Isha. It makes no difference if you see a friend who's male or female. V'hain, what does that mean? Imro Ishto, he sees his wife, hasn't seen her. V'imo, he sees his mother. Bito, his daughter. V'choso, his sister. Since he's happy and gets pleasure in seeing them, he says this bracha. If he sees a chacham from the chacham Yisrael, he makes a bracha shachalak mechachmaso. He should also make shachyanu. If more than 30 days have passed since he's last seen him. Sifgan Beis La'achar Shloshim Yom. After 30 days, he'll say the bracha. May Re'iyah Rishonah from the first time he saw. Vimkibo Mimenu Ksav. If he received letters, Oshanoshim Hodiu Mishlamo, or people informed him of how he's doing. Yesh Deos Bachronim. There are different opinions among the poskim. Usfik Brachas Lahakel. So Sav Brachas Lahakel. We're not going to make the bracha. So it comes out that if you're in touch, if you're in contact, and today is with telephones, so if you keep up on what's going on with the person, then you're not going to make the bracha. Sifkan Gimel, Omer Shechiyonu V'chulu, V'chol Eilu HaBrachos Hu B'Shem U'Machas. Now all these brachas are, Brachat HaShem L'Kenem Echolam. V'afilu Birchas Mechayim Esim, even the bracha Mechayim Esim. V'ang Giborim, Shah HaBechonim, D'lo K'tshuvas Panamios, not like the Panamios. Sifkan Dal Mechayim Esim. If it's been a year, he says Mechayim Esim. V'oz e mevarach shachyonu. Now, if you say Mechayim Esim, you're not saying shachyonu. V'tam brocha zu, why do we say Mechayim Esim? Kasa b'chidush ha'godos. The Marsha writes in Chidush ha'godos. Lefi shebechol shana ha'odam nidoin b'rosh hashana v'yom ha'kippurim. Im l'moves, im l'chayim. Because every year, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Will he live or die? So if he sees him after this past Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he doesn't see him until the following year after another Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so he went through a judgment for life and death. So he doesn't know if he made it. He doesn't know what his judgment was. Therefore he says, Baruch Mechayim Esim. Because he was spared from a death penalty on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The notes point out that the Eshlavon Buchach writes that we really don't say these brachas anymore. We don't say these brachas. Ben Ishchai says we don't make the brachas. Aruch HaShulchan says we're very make with these brachas. Shlomo Zalman says as well, Kayom. The meaning is not to make the brachas unless it's a very rare situation. A brother, close relative, someone came back from war. And the reason why don't we make this bracha? Because people are concerned who qualifies as Chaviv Olav Harbei V'Sameach B'Riyaso. So we're hesitant to make this bracha on friends. But when we deal with siblings, children, family members, it still would be appropriate to say this bracha.
That's assuming you haven't spoken in over 30 days?
Correct. There's no contact. They've been out of contact, have not seen, haven't connected. So today it's much less common. It used to be much more common. Today it's much less common. Today you're Skyping every other day. Everyone sees it. It's a different world. But if there is no contact, yes. Se'if Beis. Mi shalo ra'o eschavero me'olam. A person has a friend that he's never met. V'shach lo k'savim. But they exchange letters, a pen pal. Afal pishu nene briyaso, even though he's very excited the first time he gets to see him, ene mevarach al briyaso, he's not going to make the bracha on seeing him. The Ramah says, yesh om some say, Mishanasa v'no bar mitzvah, when a person's son becomes bar mitzvah, Yivarech makes a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, shepetrani mi'ansho shalzeh. A bracha that now he's not responsible from this person's, this child's punishments, that whatever sins he does is now on his head, not mine. The Amar concludes, v'tov levarech b'lo shem ha'malchus. It's better to say this bracha without saying Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. Mishtabura sifgan hei, v'shoach lo ksavim. Mechaber brings a case where someone has a pen pal, he writes letters. What's the law mean to say? Afalpi sheheritsu ksavim mizelezeh. Even though they're constantly exchanging mail. V'adezeh nasu ahavim. And through that, they have a bond, a friendship. Mikom malkom kivin shlo nischabri mo'oponim mo'oponim. But since they did never meet, they never met face to face. Ein ma'ula ha'ahava kolkach. Their relationship is not so strong. So that you could say that he's happy at seeing him. He's not that happy with seeing him if he never saw him before. Maybe the second time, but not the first time. Let's say he hears news that his wife gave birth to a boy. And he's abroad. And now he sees the child. He should say Shechyonu. Or Mechayim Esim, who achil Yubeis Chodesh, or Mechayim Esim after 12 months. The Vada Yeshlo Simcha Bivlado Avshlo Ru'u Me'olam. There's definitely Simcha on this birth, even though he never saw him. So even though when the Mechaber says, he's a friend you never saw, you just exchange mail, you don't say the Bracha when you see him the first time. With a child that you never saw before, yes, you'll say the Shechyonu when you see the child for the first time. Shartzia points out in Simchan Hei, Hainu Afilu Nekeva. Even if it's a baby girl, he'll say Shechyonu. The Yolda Zachar, and he said the Bracha Hatova Meitiv, and then he comes home, B'tosh Loshim Yom, Eini Odei Em Chayav Levar Shechyonu. I'm not sure if he says Shechyonu. The Birchas Hatov, he Kulas Yosef, because maybe Birchas Hatov is stronger. There's no Hatova Meitiv on a baby girl. So when he hears about the birth, and he sees the first time, if it's a girl, for sure he says Shechyonu. But if it's a boy and he said Hatov HaMeitiv, and then he comes and sees the child, and it's within 30 days, maybe he doesn't say Shechyonu, because he said Hatov HaMeitiv. It's a suffix. Sivkatan Vav, Bar Mitzvah. When a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, what is that? Hainek Shinase Ben Shlosh Esrei Yom, Ben Shlosh Esrei V'Yom Echad. When he is 13 in a day, means he reaches 13th birthday. V'Achshav Nahagu Shlo Levarech. Today the minig is not say the bracha. At shoshana mispal b'tzibur b'ter shechzibur. Until the child serves a shechzibur, dance for the yomid in public, oh shukur b'ter b'shabbos yishona, or he lanes the first Shabbos, shaz noido l'rabim shu bar mitzvah, because then it's well known that he is bar mitzvah. And that's when he says the bracha. Mitzvah l'odim lasos su'udah b'yom shnasa b'no bar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make a meal, a su'udah mitzvah, the day his son turns by mitzvah, kiyom shenichnas chuppah, like the day he goes to chuppah. V'ayinu b'yom shenichnas eshnas arba asrei, that's the day he enters his 14th year. V'tam asu, the reason for the meal, mishum da'achshav naseh ish Yisrael. Now he's an adult yid, shenitztave b'mitzvah satorah, he's commanded in the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'hanar doresh, if he says a drasha, a kapshatol, have a sudas mitzvah, afilu einu ba'osyom. Then it's a sudas mitzvah, even if it's not on what we call the bobayom, not on the day of his bar mitzvah. Shartzion writes that maybe the reason that this is a special day is because goldu mitzvah v'osyom, misha einu mitzvah v'osyom. Until now, he's not a mitzvah v'osyom. Now, he's a mitzvah v'osyom. That's itself a reason to be misameach. Now, the notes in the back discuss a number of things. First of all, if there are twin boys on the day of their bar mitzvah, does the father make two brachas? Or does he make one bracha, including both of them? So Shlomo Zalman said that each one gets their own aliyah, and he says the bracha each time. He makes one bracha for each kid. However, he brings, Reb Chaim Kineski said no, he should say one bracha plural, may own sham shel elu. That's what he says. Then, V'lom Zorah has a shayla like this. It's very common to give the bar mitzvah boy maftir. Now the halacha is, a child can get maftir before his bar mitzvah. So just because he gets maftir, how do you know he's bar mitzvah? So the Lama Zorah said, l'chor, you can't make the bracha if you give him after. Because how do you know he's bar mitzvah? Maybe he's not bar mitzvah. So the Yoshua said, no, he can make the bracha. Doesn't make a difference. Everybody knows. We don't have that concern. But in the straight halacha shabbai, it's a ha'ara. The notes go on to say, the chazan ish would tell people not to say shemachas. And Shlomo Zalman also would tell people not to make shemachas. Mishtabura sifkan zayin, shepetrani me'ansho v'chulu. Perish, what does that mean, shepetrani me'ansho? The ad achshav nena sha'av kishachata ha'ben. Until now, the father is liable for the son's misdeeds. Because the father was lax, he didn't properly train his child in the mitzvahs. Now that the son is adult, he has to, on his own, strengthen himself to do Hashem's mitzvahs. Vida, you have to know. It's true, the father has no mitzvahs chinuch once his son turns bar mitzvah. Become okamiyeshal av mitzvahs chochocha. But there's still a mitzvah of tochacha that the father has. If he sees his son behaving inappropriately. And if the father does not rebuke and protest, he will be punished. No different than any other yid. Like it's well known what the Gemara teaches. If someone has the ability to stop his family from doing something wrong, and he doesn't. Nisbas bavon anche beso. He's held liable for the sin of the family. And if someone has the ability to protest when the city folk do things wrong, and he doesn't, he'll also be held accountable. So it's a serious responsibility that doesn't go away just because the child becomes a mitzvah. That's still an issue that he's going to have to deal with. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Ches. V'tov levarech below v'chulu. Rambam says in the end, make the bracha that shemachos. Why? Mishum shlo huskra bracha zu b'gemara, because this bracha does not appear in the Gemara. V'chein hetik b'derech ha'chaim, and derech ha'chaim writes it as well. Basically, the rule is, if the Gemara brings it, you say the bracha. If it's not in the Gemara, you don't say it. It's not in the Gemara. Amnam, however, das ha'gra b'be uro, the opinion of Vilna Goyen in his commentary, the me'acha shlo huskra bracha zu b'medrash, the bracha is mentioned in the medrash. Umaril also can halacha lemaisa. Umaril says halacha lemaisa. You should vorach shem machos. You should say the vorach shem machos. V'chaim chayodim shkosav gamkin vorach lo hivs. And therefore the chayodim writes also. If you look at chayodim, if you make the vorach, you don't lose out.